It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Cases of COVID-19 in Colorado have been increasing for weeks, but that didn't stop people from traveling for Thanksgiving, despite warnings from health officials. The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, joined Governor Jared Polis Tuesday for an update on the pandemic. Fauci says the current spike of COVID-19 is going to get worse.
This is something that is quite problematic. And to say it's challenging is to really say the least. We expect a surge upon a surge.
Governor Polis, who tested positive for the virus over the weekend, says he wishes the best to those who do not follow public health orders.
I hope they don't get it. I hope their loved ones don't get it. That's all that can be said. Anybody who's not wearing a mask where they should, I hope you don't get it.
Nearly 2,000 Coloradans are in the hospital with COVID-19. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett has introduced a bill that would extend a $600 weekly federal unemployment benefit through October of 2021. The bill would tie the benefit to the unemployment rate. Bennett says letting the benefits expire now would be what he calls a profound mistake. The $600 weekly benefit lapsed at the end of July. Congress has not been able to reach an agreement on extending the benefit or on how much that benefit should be. Metro area RTD riders can now buy tickets in the Lyft app. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Uber users have been able to buy RTD fares since last year. And now, Lyft is finally in the game. Users will be able to compare costs and travel time between a car, a scooter, and RTD's buses and trains. Fares are now available on a number of smartphone apps, including RTD's own. Or you can always still pay with cash. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Chilly temperatures along the Front Range today, only in the 20s and 30s around Denver and in Colorado Springs. Snow this afternoon and warmer tomorrow.